I'm going to record more of the Jeremy Kyle show because they haven't finished yet sorting out the problems. It's a lot of shouting and stuff. I know some of yous might not understand it. Because a lot of people screaming and shouting and all that, but I thought I'd let you know what it sounded like. Jeremy Kyle show over here in Britain.
Text the word talk with your name, 63334 is the number, and text costs 25 pence plus one standard network message. You can call the team, 09011. It's 123456. Calls cost no more than 26 pence from a BT landline. Now, calls from other networks may be higher, and from mobiles will be considerably more, or go to the website for free. It's itv.com. It's / Jeremy Kyle.
This is, you've been on the show before, Dan. Last time, three daughters, including Leanne and Charlotte, who are back today, discovered that you were indeed their biological father. We've tried to facilitate some sort of relationship, but the story moves on. Today, we're back with Linda, your 31-year-old. It turns out she's also your daughter. We fronted that out. You haven't done enough. You vowed to be there. Since the last show, two sisters. One, Leanne, who says he would have stepped up to the plate, but my manipulative, lying little sister, Charlotte, has done everything to cause a problem. She's in the green room with Graham. She apparently says, you're not a great dad, but you say, hold on a minute, you're a liar. You've accused my fiancé before the break of sleeping, and these text messages as well. I just want to see if this girl, I don't know, maybe it is a cry for help. Maybe it is an attention-seeking thing. I don't even know. Let's have a look through here. Never know which way to go in this building. So instead of flouncing off and walking everywhere, because it's beginning to annoy me, what's all that about?
Basically, I'm sick and tired.
Have you slept with her fiancé?
Yeah.
Why the hell would you do that to your sister? That's disgusting.
Yeah, we've spoken about it, and she put everything behind, because if she hadn't...
I've seen the text messages, and you're telling me he sent them to you last night because he's begging for you, is he?
Last night. That's all I got last night. Basically, from her...
What's more important after the upbringing you've had? Surely, you know, sisters... Love, a family, after everything you've been through, what do? You cross the line and sleep with a fiancé?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Which, you know, is my which is what I've done. You know, I need to learn by that mistake.
How can you come out here and call her every name under the sun? She's lost a child and you think that's okay?
Yeah, she says I don't grieve. I do grieve, but I don't grieve with her.
She says you think about yourself.
No, I don't.
Well, you flounced off the stage pretty soon. I'd have been cuddling my sister and saying, I'm sorry you've been such a hard time not having sex with her husband. It's not the right way to behave, love.
It isn't.
You can't on the one hand go, my dad's been a useless
father.
But at
the end of the day, I didn't come on here for her to have a go at me. I didn't have a come on to have a
then
go
at me. Then why did she come? What did she come for?
I came on to find out who my sister was, if Linda was my sister.
Can I give you a little bit?
Do you have a lie detector?
I said yes.
No, you said no.
No, at first I said no.
No, you said no.
No, yeah,
what? What it means, you're going to have to say no through all the answers. Because if you say yes, you can't get the result on it.
Here's something I wanted to just say, and you came in at the wrong moment there. You say, looking whatever at 19, that you don't say a word, Leanne. You came here to discover if Linda's your sister.
Yeah,
I bet she's hoping you're not, because you'll probably end up trying to have sex with her boyfriend as well.
No, I wouldn't.
You crossed a line.
Yeah, and we had this conversation, and you...
What conversation?
Well, when you asked me, I said to you, yes.
No, you told me.
I denied it, and then you said, well, he's already said it. So I said, well, I may as well
hold my hand. So when did you sleep with him? When did you sleep with him?
That day we had that huge argument in that house. The huge argument, he walked out and you sent him off to Blackpool with the money.
I never kept him out. So
do you believe she's...
I asked him, would he, if it worked for you two, would to work your case out...
If you slept with him, right, do a lie detector, yeah?
I will do
then,
it.
You
no.
can keep staying out of my life. And
you
see it. You can have him because he's gone.
I don't want him.
I'm not being too...
Okay. I'll tell you what, you've done this to us so many times and I'm bored of it. You want to be 19, you want to be treated like an adult, right? Come back tomorrow morning, do a lie detector test. You say you're going to prove, Leanne, come here, you're going to prove you've had sex with a fiancé.
Yeah.
If you do that, she says you're gone.
That's her choice.
Anyway.
What's the point in proving it then?
She's gone anyway, because I want to know.
Because I...
So I'm not staying with Elijah.
Do you want to be do you want a relationship with a sister who thinks it's all right to sleep with a sister, long-lost sister's fiancé or what?
It's not the first time she said she slept with a sister's boyfriend. I've heard plenty of times she's... But whoever the sister's got with, she tries...
It's true or is this bluff?
It's more than what
because
I
Because if it's true, that doesn't...
So was I.
But what
doesn't
about
say an awful lot about you if it's true, does it?
It doesn't matter.
So I hold my hands up. Yeah, I'm not perfect. I've said it. I'm not perfect.
Basically, I'm not good enough for my kids.
I've never said anything to do with that.
My kids can do better
than me. I've
never said it.
My kids can do better than me.
I have never said.
So did you? Did you sleep with Chris?
Yes.
And you're going to come back tomorrow morning and prove that with a lie detector, at which point your family are going to disown you.
That's their choice. But I will show that I am telling the truth.
But you do realise you do. Let me tell you one thing.
If you mess with me, look at me. If you mess with me and I find out tomorrow morning you've wasted any time from this show, I will deal with you. You want to do it?
Yeah.
I will have you. Excuse me, ladies. Tomorrow morning, we'll find out the truth. And if you are telling the truth, weirdly, your family want nothing to do with you.
That's
and if you're a fantasist who's making up for attention, that's almost as sick. We'll see you all tomorrow morning. Give them a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's continue with next guest Becky today, who is convinced her boyfriend of 3 years, Reese, has cheated on her. She says the problems in their relationship started just 4 months ago when he lied about being at a girl's house with friends. Now, Becky claims things went from bad to worse when she then heard rumours he got another woman pregnant. She's here today for the truth with a lie detector. Big day for her. Becky is on the Jeremy Kyle Show. Give her a round of applause.
Three. Time remaining. Publish.